Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, Murise. My name is MJ Omotey, and I welcome you to the African Album Review Podcast. Wherever you are, my people, how you doing? Me, I'm doing all right. Cannot complain. First album review of 2022. I'm back. Or is it, I'm back? It's so good to be back. And if it's your first time joining us, welcome. You have another 171 episodes to catch up on, so you do have your work cut out for you. And if you're back again and you're part of the Moto Kingdom, salute. We're doing this yet again, and this year is going to be bigger, it's going to be better, and the reviews are going to be more fire. Let's take it to Zambia with J-Rox.
The latest African album review is...
Morning! So, J-Rox does not need any introduction in the music industry for starters. He's found success as part of Zambian supergroup Zone Fam. He's found his own success as a beatmaker, as an MC, as a dancehall chanter, whatever you want to call it. He's done it. The dude is epic. He's amazing. And... he's back with yet another album. I've totally lost count of how many albums he's dropped, but he is consistent. This one is his latest one. It's titled Enigma. Enigma was released January 8th, 2022 under Headphone Music. It has 21 songs, which represents 1 hour 20 minutes of runtime. I counted 12 collabos and multiple producer placements. For J-Rox to start off Enigma with a beat that's a pure vibe but never quite goes all the way to feeling like a full beat so it really sounds intro-esque was just something else. He goes straight MC with some hard-hitting lines, and I was just like, this is epic, bruh. Loved that intro completely. He continues on the song Birthright, which has a great fusion of what I would say reggae dancehall and boom bap drum patterns, and it leaves your jaw on the floor because it just sounds amazing. J-Rox himself flexes much more of his vocal variety on Birthright and leaves the rapping to the legend Slapdee until he drops that verse. Obviously one of his best verses and lethal deliveries too, but I might say that maybe a few times across this review anyway, because well, it is Rox after all. A song you'd know from prior to album release is Weekend with TZ star Rayvanny. A smooth one, this one, with great melodies, and if you don't bop your head side to side, then I don't know what to tell you. Such an easy on the ear type song, and there's a number of songs on Enigma that really fall into that easy on the ear afro swing almost type lane, and those are Please, Fine Girl, Jealous, My Life. There's quite a few, and funny enough, Fine Girl also has Rayvanny on it and LCJ, who I've only discovered on this album and is quite a talent. The crazy part is when you listen to tunes such as Caliber, they are afro in many ways, but so hard on the rap side of things. Like, the verses are rap and they are just wow. I have to admit, I had maybe forgotten how lethal Rox is as an MC. I appreciated it far more during his Zone Fam days because the sound was tailored to that, but as a solo act, he is still extremely sharp. It's just that his beats have a more danceable vibe, you know, side to it. So sometimes you miss, you know, the potency of the verses and the rapping just because of such. Enigma as an album actually reminded me how much Rox is a dope MC. And on the song Caliber, Mackie 2 also did his thing Nechibemba like no other. Yo, loved it, loved it. Ha, good stuff, honestly. And that being said, One Time is a dancehall banger on Enigma, and is the J-Rocks I feel like we've gotten more of over the years, with that dancehall flavor to his delivery and the beat too. I think for a while he just wanted to get away from the MC side of things. And this one is hot, and I see it possibly doing some damage in overseas markets, maybe in the Caribbean thereabouts, if given a chance. So Rocks, do something. The song Grace is one of those tunes that has full meaning whichever direction you choose to look at it. This could bubble under and become something, especially from the Christian side, but it's also very real. Introspective in many ways, you know, looking at things like substance abuse, alcohol abuse, and giving up on God, but still finding a way because of God's grace, always there to save you type situation, and it's a good song. And I'll say this, 21 tracks is a lot, to be honest. So I'll leave the song-by-song analysis here and give you a nutshell sort of overview of my thoughts. J-Rocks is a master at who to collab with on his albums, and he proves it from time to time. I mean, on Enigma, he's got LCJ, Ray Vani, Mackie 2, Slap D, Yo Maps, Young Lunya, Zar the Supreme, Major from all the way out in Kenya, amazing. Gemma Griffiths, Zimbabwe, Umusepela Chile, and Ern Chawama. I mean, that's a full cast right there. He finds the perfect balance between established and the up and coming. It keeps many of his songs unpredictable, but also showcases his range and understanding. What flavor heightens the niceness of the work? Add to that, he doesn't shy away from working with artists from outside the borders of Zambia, and producers as well. That is something only a handful of artists can do at the level he does, while bringing out the same quality album in, album out, without fail. From a versatility standpoint, J-Rocks doesn't have anything to prove, to be honest. He's done it all. I think he's at a stage where his music is now resonating beyond Zambian borders even more. And I say that respectfully because he's done that before many times. However, he's now knocked plenty of solo hits, especially in East Africa, to be recognizable as a name out there. This album has the soundscapes to dominate in different places because it caters to everyone, literally. Even then, it does so without sacrificing J-Rocks' authenticity as an artist. And I love that, honestly, because that is extremely hard to do, especially from album to album to album to album. And Rocks is like, nah, hold my beer, bruh. The mixing and mastering were on point, and a J-Rocks album will always be meticulously vetted from song to make sure that it sounds like how he wants it to sound. And he manages to stay clear of many contenders, and on the Zambian front, he's top three on that Afro type, you know, lane because of it, and has been for many years. Besides the fact that even to kind of call him an Afro artist is a bit like boxing him in. He can do so many things, so he's just a good artist. For J-Rocks to consistently give us album after album, and hefty ones at that, with like, you know, 15 plus tracks for the most part, and still brings the vibes he does and the lyrics he does, is nothing short of amazing, honestly. I'll end here and say J-Rocks has done it again, and Zambia better give this man his flowers while he can still smell them, because musical output is beyond belief, like the musical output that he brings. And his ambassadorship should not be understated, because what he's doing for his country is huge. Enigma represents a mashup of sounds that show that J-Rocks can never be boxed in, and we love it. It also shows that he has a lot to say, he has a lot to give, the social commentary, the lyrics, and just his own delivery, his passion for music. There are very few artists who can touch him. check out Enigma. It is available on all streaming platforms. I think it was first out on Boomplay, where he's already received more than a million plays, more than a million streams, which is amazing for this album. So shout out to you, J-Rox, for doing that. Otherwise, that's it for me. My name is M. Jeromoto, son of Zimbabwe, signing out. This was the African Album Review Podcast. Peace. Dende.
Moto Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.